Welcome back to another 1 minute health hack. Last week, I was talking about digestion and slow motility and how to improve digestion. And this week, I'm talking about gut health. And one of our biggest issues with our gut health are, or most common, I should say, are people being diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome or irritable bowel disease. But I want you to know that these are actually not root causes, but they are symptoms of something else going on in your gut. And very often they can be symptoms of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, otherwise known as SIBO, or candida or yeast overgrowth. And you might be wondering, well, how do I get those? And again, in this day and age, they're very common from the use of birth control, from food poisoning, salad bars, undercooked food, but also not having been breastfed, excess estrogen in the body, too many fermented foods, chronic stress, heavy metals and mercury toxicity levels, as well as too much chlorine or fluoride in your water and then getting into your body, low stomach acid, which we talked about last week. And so there are so many factors that come into this, and yet mainstream medicine is very often just stopping at the IBS or the IBD diagnosis without taking that step further. The great news is we can lab test for these. We can figure out exactly what is going on inside your gut. And then once we know exactly what's going on, we can then take the necessary steps in order to eradicate any pathogens, help the body heal or come back into balance, at which point it will heal itself because that's what the body is designed to do. So if you're someone struggling with IBS, IBD, and you'd like to know more, reach out, send me a message through my website. I offer complimentary 30-minute calls in order that we can just figure out what's going on for you and how may I be able to serve you. Share this with anybody that you know that is struggling. Thanks for watching.